But the first is that a person, we have to be understand that not everybody is going to be the same, and each person could be part of a different shevet. Parshas Vayechi, so Yaakov Avinu blesses his children. Ish kibir chaso beirachosam. So the Sefarno comments that each shevet got a different bracha, even though he was bringing them together by achdus. He kavtu v'shamu al Yisrael avichem. He brought them together to listen to Yaakov Avinu, their father. Nonetheless, he gave each one their own distinct bracha. Simri Emes explains, because achdos, unity, does not mean uniformity. Every shevet was different. Every shevet had their strengths. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu blessed every shevet differently. Achdos doesn't mean uniformity. It means unity despite our differences. We discussed recently the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos. Lois is going to do. We're not supposed to create, but I think I'm not sure on Purim. Lois is going to do. That Lois said the pasuk in Parshas Kedosh, and Chazal Darshan, really has nothing to do with the pasuk itself, which has to do with making cuts in your body, and as a sense of, as an expression of mourning. But Lois asked to agudas, agudas. We should make different groups within Klali, so we should try and have one, universal minig. However, if it's two but they didn't be irachas, let's say we have two shuls within the same city, as we know, we can have one shul that minus Sfar, one shul that minus Ashkenaz. And that doesn't bother us, as long as there's two but they didn't in the same city. So the Chafetz Chaim asks, but why do we want that? Why can't we all be davening achdus? Let's all daven the same nusach. We'll take a vote, and whoever gets outvoted will understand that they lost, and we'll move on. Let's all daven the same nusach. It looks terrible that we're all davening. We used to have an old base medrash. Everyone used to be davening in different directions. And then Richard Joel, when he first became president, he said, it looks like everyone's davening to a different God. And then he said later on, he didn't realize how true that was. But little did he know how true it was, that everyone in YU is kind of going in their own direction. But he thought that was a terrible model. And of course, he's correct. In the same base medrash, you can't have this. But why do we even want it outside of the base medrash? Let's have everybody doing the same thing. So the Chafetz Chaim says, no, that's not what we want. We don't want everybody necessarily doing the same thing. There's a diversity, and everybody has their kaiches, and each shevet is different, and perhaps each individual in each shevet is different. And we have to understand that everybody is going to really needs to do their own thing. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you have to be careful where you say this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that one of the things that Sodom did chesed, but they had a bed that was one size. If you were crushed in bed, percussed, it's a mythological issue as well, but they have one size bed. If you were too long, they chopped off your feet. If you were too short, they stretched you out. That's what Siddur. They did chesed, but in, of course, a cruel and sadistic way. That's Siddur. So if Shneur Cutler once commented, how do you spell Siddur? Samach Dalad Vav Mem. So if you rearrange the letters, you can get the word Moisad, which means educational institution. Because sometimes a moisad act like Sedoim. They produce one box. There's one product we produce, and we're trying to streamline everybody in to fit into that mold. And if the kid doesn't fit, so we push and shove and pull and put in. Stup until finally the kid fits into the box we want him to fit in. I don't think that's a problem. So in our institution, we could probably use a little bit more definition. But be that as it may, we have to understand that everybody has their own strengths, and that's something that's really important. And everybody has to find their strengths. We shouldn't be jealous because looking over our shoulder what someone else is. I think that's a big problem in Yeshiva. But we shouldn't be looking over our shoulder what other people are doing and let that influence us. Because that's it will only be a bad influence. The pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Hevel brought a karban. Cain brought a karban. Cain was a farmer. Hevel was a shepherd. So Cain brought a agricultural carbon. He brought, a carbon mincha. And then Hevel, Hevi, Gam, Humi, Bechar, Sonami, Chaveya. Hevel also brought a carbon of animals. What happened to Hevel, of course? He was killed. Whose carbon was accepted, though? Hevel's carbon. Cain's carbon was not accepted. That's why Cain was jealous of Hevel. So Hevel's carbon was accepted. So the Maral and the Gur Aryeh, it's really an important question. He says, once Hevel's carbon was accepted, so why didn't his carbon protect him from Cain? So Maral says, because the pasuk says, "Behevel hevi gamhu mebuchar son mechavein." He saw Cain bringing a carbon. He said, "Oh wow, that's a nice thing." He said, "I'm going to bring a carbon too." You weren't supposed to. You only did it, even though his carbon was accepted. He was only doing because he was jealous. He was following Cain. That's a bad model. You shouldn't do that. So says Maral, because he was only doing because he was following someone else. Says carbon failed to protect him. Now. Right at the Chodesh Nisan is the time of Chanukah's HaMishkan. Many shuls have the meaning of rebating the karbanos of the Nisim leading up to Pesach, starting with Chodesh Nisan. So the last of the Nisim. Anybody know what the last of the Nisim is? No, about Kari here? Shevet Naphtali is the last. Anybody know his name? Achirah ben Einon. Achirah ben Einon. What's his name? You knew that? It's my Parshas Naso. He's the last of the Nisim. How did he get stuck going last? It's not fair. Why is Shevet Naphtali always getting the short end of the stick over here? Why are they going last? So I think it's the Rechaim HaKodesh says. Because Achira is a conjunction of two words. Achira, he said, I know what's good for my brother is bad for me. So therefore he wasn't jealous. He didn't care that there were other people going first. He didn't care that this guy was getting this grade and this guy was getting that grade and this guy was doing this profession. He seemed to have his act together more. He was doing this and whatever. Ceiling is higher and this or that. He knew Achira ben Einon, what's good for my brother is bad for me. And because of that, he was able to find that which he needed to be successful, and that was to be the last. And sometimes some guys, so he's the last, but he understood he wasn't jealous. Because Achira ben Einon, the worst thing is to be jealous, because then we can't be successful. We're going to end up in an area which is not doesn't belong to us. Hevel hevi gamhu. That wasn't what he was supposed to do. So that's why the pasuk says in Sefer Kohelet, kinas ish rei Re'ehu gamze hevel usruach. That being jealous of someone else is also hevel. And that was Hevel's name was Hevel, because not only he was doing good things, but he was kinas ish Re'ehu. He was jealous of somebody else. That's also Hevel. And then you can't be protected. You can't be successful. However, we know there's a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shnei Ma'ariv Hagdolim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created two great lights. As Ma'ar Hagadol Memshelas Hayoyim, bigger one, functioned during the day. As Ma'ar Katon Memshelas Halayla Vesekachavim, small one functioned at night. But the pasuk begins, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shnei Ma'ariv Hagdolim, two big ones. Then we said the bigger one was during the day, the smaller one was at night. When did one become small? I thought they were both big. So Rashi explains, what do we know? Rashi explains, how did they both one become small?
The moon was jealous.
The moon said, we can't have two sources of light. Two kings sitting on the same throne. Who's in charge? I'm going to be a source of light. The moon is a source of light. The sun is a source of light. Pick your light. Which light source we're using, the moon or the sun? Both can't function. At the same time, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right. You know what? You're right. He's right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'll make you smaller. And he put the moon at night, and the sun was during the day. So Mefarshim asked like this. He said, if the moon was right, they both couldn't function at the same time. And the moon was right. Both couldn't function at the same time. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu shrink the moon and he allowed the sun to be bigger? Why didn't he shrink the sun? Let the moon be bigger. Why couldn't they be the same size? You hear the concept? The moon is right. You can't have two sources of light at the same time. So it says, Tolner Rebbe the following idea, Nehemiah Nachmoni, very powerful. He says this represents two different types of individuals. There's some individuals who are always looking over their shoulder, like the moon. They say, can't be, we can both be. He was always saying, how am I going to function with this guy over here? The sun said, I could care less what this guy's doing. Okay, there's another source of light, doesn't bother me. So it says, Tolna Rebbe Azai, he says, a person who's constantly looking over his shoulder is jealous, will never fulfill his own potential. He had to become the smaller one. Because since you're always competing against somebody else, first of all, that limits you. Because you look at where other people are, you say, well, if I'm ahead of him, I'm doing well. I always wonder, those guys who speed on the road just to get ahead of the one car who's in front of them. What good does it do? If there would be no one else on the road, they would be going, probably on cruise control. But there's a car ahead of them, so we got to get ahead of that car. You didn't? What does that accomplish for you? So because we pace ourselves based on what we see others doing. So therefore, there's a ceiling of what you can accomplish. Because once I'm ahead of my friend, I think, I'm doing great. The moon, the sun is not bothered. He doesn't compare himself to anybody. So therefore, the sky's the limit. He could achieve anything. So the sun could become as big as, much bigger than everybody else because he's not comparing himself to anybody else to begin with. So it's much more powerful. A person can really achieve his potential as long as he doesn't compare himself to anybody else. Yeah, we should just worry about fulfilling our own potential. And that's it. We'll conclude with this. I think it's my own idea, but I believe it's Emes. As the pasuk says in Parashat Vayisach Bracha, "Smach zvulin b'tzeisecha, v'yisachar ba'alecha." Zvulin, you should be happy, and you're going out, and yisachar in your tents. Who's older? Yisachar is zvulin. Yisachar was older. So why is zvulin mentioned first? And Zvulun and Yisach, of course, I mentioned the same pasuk, because they had a relationship. Yisach learned, and Zvulun went to work. Zvulun supported Yisach. So who here is engaged in Taira, connected, Kulo? Yisach. So the Rechaim HaKadosh, yes, Yisach should be first. First of all, he's older. Second of all, he's the one who's doing, you know, what they're all supporting here, which is the learning. So why is it Smach Zvulun B'tzeisach of Yisach HaBalach? I believe the answer is Azar. It's because Zvulun could begin to think he's a B'di'evim. He said, this guy's learning, all I'm doing is supporting him. So the pasuk comes to say, no, everybody fulfilling their tafkid, Sheva Levi, Sheva Reuven, Sheva Naftali, Sheva Zvulun, everybody is fulfilling their tafkid, and everybody should be happy with what they're doing. You should never be looking over, well, Yisachar is doing this, well, this one's doing that, Levi's doing this. No, everybody has to have their tafkid and be happy, sameach with their tafkid, as long as they're fulfilling their tafkid, and not look over their shoulder. So that's important for us to realize. Everybody has their own potential. We have to maximize our potential and be confident in that. Next time we're going to have to figure out how does a person decide which area is for him. Is it the area that he struggles the most at, or is it the area that he finds easiest? We'll see, that's a complex issue. Okay, Chaim.